Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I am Brad, here all by myself to talk about Trine 5, A Clockwork Conspiracy. If you're not familiar with the Trine series, they are these 2.5D side-scrolling, fun, light-hearted fairy tale adventure puzzle games that have been around for kind of a surprisingly long while. I have played 2, 4, and 5. I never played the first one, and 3 is very much the bad one, so I never touched that one either, but Trine 5, if Doug were here with me today, the first thing that he would say is, why on earth do you like these games? They are weird puzzle games, and you don't like puzzle games. All true. Don't like puzzle games. I think these games are just one of those things where they're just straightforward, classic video game feeling platformers, where it's just, yeah, just go through the level, you get to the end, you're good. We'll throw some new mechanics in, we'll put a couple challenges in there, and it's just straightforward. There's something with me in 2D games that just click better. I can't play Bloodborne. I can play a really hard Castlevania. Tears of the Kingdom, not my thing. Trine, there we go. I don't know what it is. For some reason, 2D stuff just connects better in my brain. So Trine 5 finds our characters back home in their mystical fairy tale land. Basically, Lady Sunshine shows up. She wants your powers as the three heroes of Trine. Again, if you haven't played these, there's three heroes. There's Amadeus the Wizard, Pontius the Knight, and Zoya the Thief slash Archer. And you control all three of these. There's some co-op stuff in there. I don't really mess with co-op, so this is all single player in my mind. But you just kind of quick change between the three characters whenever you want to. But Lady Sunshine basically wants the mystical powers you've had over these five games. Goes through some things. Ruins some of your reputation, kingdoms are destroyed, and assembles this clockwork army of robot knights that you have to fight against to go kind of reclaim your hero status and help the kingdom. Story is really just background to what you're doing. The characters do a lot of the heavy lifting here. They have great interactions throughout the game. There's lots of dialogue between them, and it kind of just, it's background what you're doing. It's more just the fun, lighthearted fairy tale-ness of it that I really have always enjoyed. It's kind of getting to the gameplay of it. If you've played the other Trine games, it fits almost exactly the same. Really great platforming as you go through here. Lots of jumping across platforms, lots of climbing things, and then that's kind of melded together with the puzzle aspect where you've got lots of physics-based puzzles of, if I move this ball here, this will tip, I can go there. There's, you know, of course, things to jump over, things are going to electrocute you, I can't go in this, but I can go in this. And each character kind of plays a little different. So Pontius the Knight has a shield, you can block things. He can do kind of a run and jump to get you an extra space. The archer can kind of swing around on things. It's a lot of fun to kind of pick through how to get through these different platforming sections that focus as a puzzle. And I think that's part of why the puzzle-ness of this appeals to me, because the puzzle is just the platforming gameplay. It's not like you're stopping and figuring out how to flip a switch or what order things go in. There's a little bit of that in here, but for the most part, it's just, how do I get up there? Oh, three platforms, a spinning ball, and then Amadeus, our wizard, he can basically conjure different objects. So you can conjure a square, a ball, or plank. And you can use those to kind of stack around and get around. It's simple, it's fun, it works. As you go through the game, your characters get new moves. So Pontius gets the ability to throw a sword into like something wooden, and then your archer can swing up on that sword. Our wizard is able to connect his pieces. So instead of just getting a block, a plank, you can now kind of connect them to build things. You get these kind of nice little boosts as you go through. Each Trine game's kind of introduced one or two new ones. This has a couple new powers as well for our characters. It's fun. It's interesting. They get kind of a fun little solo section where you just play as, it locks you into just playing as one character in order to get that power, which is kind of a fun way to experiment with it. And then it throws you back in the group. And then normally the next couple of puzzles will kind of have you working with that new power in particular as a function of the group to do it. Because a lot of the puzzles will need like to conjure a block here, to swing up there, to knock something with the knight, and just kind of do all these things together. Two things with that to kind of sum up the puzzles here. Number one, I use a guide. Not ashamed of that. I'm bad at puzzle games. There's probably 10, 15 puzzles throughout this game that I pulled up YouTube and just watched somebody else doing. Oh, okay, cool. Got it. After I got stuck for 5 minutes. Just going to throw that out there. So definitely not super crazy. They're definitely not hardcore enough to go through this all on my own. It's not my thing. Kind of with that as well, it gives me the feeling that people talk about when they talk about Tears of the Kingdom, where it's like, oh man, I feel like the game wanted me to do it this way, but I did it that way. And I don't think there's more than maybe one or two ways to solve a lot of these puzzles, but because I feel like some of the solutions are kind of janky, it just feels like I'm doing something the game didn't want me to do, where it's like, okay, I got this new power with our wizard, and now I can kind of lock these pieces together. And I kind of locked them together in a funny way. Oh, that shape helps really help me get across that jump without using the ring that's clearly up there for my archer to use. Haha. I did it not the way you wanted to, which I feel like is kind of what people do with Tears of the Kingdom, which just Tears of the Kingdom just broke my brain in trying to figure out so many of those that this is kind of fun to do. The third piece of our game is combat. So you've got your platforming, your puzzles, and this game has combat. Now, in the other trying games, combat always kind of took a backseat. This one, they kind of pushed it forefront because you are dealing with this clockwork army. You have to do a lot of fighting as you go through. This is not great. Combat has always been kind of the thing where Trine struggles just because so much is put on those other aspects that it's like, okay, well, we'll throw some enemies, we'll do some things. They put a couple pieces in here. You can do a few new pieces in here. You have a few new moves. The bulk of your combat is done with your knight. Obviously, he has a sword and a shield to kind of block things, but it's a lot of just mashing the button at the enemy, run back, go back, mash the button. You can shoot him with arrows and stuff, but again, the damage just kind of up and down depending on who you're using, but I basically focused on the knight. The other big thing here is this game introduces like big multi-stage bosses, which feel really out of place. There's something about coming across it, and it slows down the pacing so much because you get stuck there. And the boss itself, of course, is kind of a puzzle of what do I hit? How do I hit it? Where's the move? All of those things that you would think in a normal boss fight. But because the combat's just not this game's strong suit, they just feel like a chore. Most of them are pretty straightforward. There's a couple where you gotta do some weird things to get it. None of them are super difficult either. They're all pretty much just try it once and you're good. I never really had one that I really, really got stuck on. It just was this way to slow it down. In addition to that, there's just so much more enemies to fight that it's just the most I can keep saying is it just slows down the game. It slows down the game when you get to these points where you have to fight somebody. Finally, I played this on Switch. I always feel like that needs to be explained just because I'm always worried about buying a game on Switch, but Trine is just such this perfect like handheld game that I wanted it on my Switch. It runs fine, no real issues, basically what you'd expect. There's some weird graphical things here that were like, oh, I'll bet this is a really pretty scene on PS5, but here I am on my Switch trying to do it. So I definitely don't think there's any issues playing it there. I didn't notice anything. I really like this game. It's just in a video game world filled of Final Fantasies and God of Wars and Spider-Man and all these other Starfields and these huge massive games. It's just kind of nice to see a series like Trine that's just been around for so long and just kind of keep churning out just solid game after solid game after solid game. They're just super fun to play. It kind of goes back to that just I like playing games because they're fun. And I think that gets overlooked sometimes, and that's the thing with Trine, where it's just fun. It's lighthearted, it's enjoyable, I think it took me maybe 10-15 hours. Again, I used a guide for a couple paths that I got stuck, so maybe at an hour or two if you're very anti quote-unquote cheating, but it's just fun. I think it lives up to Trine 4 I really liked too, just as good as Trine 4. Trine 2 is great, just as good there, just another solid entry in the Trine series, so it's a very cool game, very cool series. If you haven't had a chance to get into them, you should check one out. They go on sale for dirt cheap really often. Avoid 3, but it's a series to try out if you haven't given it a shot before. We are Workforce Gaming. You can leave a comment below. Subscribe to our channel. There's a link to support us on Ko-fi below as well. We'll see you later.